Guess what he's saying now? He's saying that index funds are the new CDOs, collateral debt obligations. So here's a little bit of this. This is an article from September 4th in Financial Advisor Magazine online. Big Short Hero explains why index funds are like subprime CDOs. It's kind of frightening. Anyway, he had a lengthy email with Bloomberg News and Financial Advisor Magazine got their hands on it, and they were reporting some of what Michael Burry had to say. Burry, who made a fortune betting against CDOs before the crisis, said index fund inflows are now distorting prices for stocks and bonds in much the same way that CDO purchases did for subprime mortgages more than a decade ago. The flows will reverse at some point, he said, and it will be ugly when they do. Like most bubbles, the longer it goes on, the worse the crash will be, said Burry. Now, it makes sense, right? You have all this money. Think about it. Every month, every American or a large number of Americans is dropping money in their 401k. For whatever reason, they've been told buy and hold and passive investing. So they're sticking money in their index funds. The index funds are forced to invest this money. That's their job. And so whether the price of the thing is good, bad, or indifferent, they're saying, hey, more of it, more of it, more of it, right? So you have basically a large demand, meaning money trying to find an investment, and really no increase in supply. Matter of fact, maybe a decrease in supply. And so you see this huge rise in prices in the market. This is kind of this is a subset of what Franklin and I were talking about when we're talking about this funny money chasing stock prices up. But here we have funny money and being forced into the market through the 401ks and these automatic contributions, and so many people participating in index passive investing. Okay, now here's what I think the problem is. I think in the mortgage arena, when Michael Burry was talking about the CDOs, it was a lot clearer that that end game was pretty close. Why? Well, because housing prices, I think, can only go so far before people start going, okay, that's ridiculous, right? It's right there in front of their face, and they wouldn't pay that much money for a house. There's something tangible about it, and they just kind of in their gut can say, yeah, something's awry here, right? And so once the real estate market started to crumble, well, then the CDOs and everything else associated with it were going to crumble. Well, in the area of stocks, I believe people think stocks can go up forever. I mean, they've been told so long, the market always goes up 10 to 12% in the long term. This is what they've been told for so long. It's been drummed in their head for so long that they really believe the stocks don't have a high point value by which they're overvalued. And so I think it's going to be hard for Burry, I don't know, to try to play this unraveling of the index passive investing game, try to short the market. In other words, I think it'd be a little bit harder for him to do that timing-wise. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying it's going to be harder to see the timing. So anyway, he went on to say a whole lot more. I don't think we need to get into it too much. I just kind of wanted to bring it up because I think the issue for most people is, and for too many people, the largest piece of assets that they have are their retirement accounts. And here we have a pretty famous investor, and one, by the way, who was spot on in seeing other areas of problems, telling everyone there is a huge problem in the 401k IRA arena because index, and not just there, everywhere. If you are an index investor in a brokerage account, you get the same problem. And that is, there is no control on prices. The stocks have been bid to astronomical levels. And if and when that passive investing starts to unwind, it's going to be a bloodbath in the market.